Welcome to episode 52 of our Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux, and today we're diving deep into the realm of security patterns for data sharing in Snowflake. This episode aims to be a comprehensive guide, furnishing you with the knowledge required to not only grasp the concepts, but to excel in your certification exams. Now, let's begin our exploration. Data sharing capabilities in Snowflake allow organizations to share access to their data securely without copying or transferring the data. This mechanism enables real-time, read-only access to databases, schemas, or even specific tables or views. Additionally, Snowflake provides several security mechanisms and patterns to ensure that the sharing is conducted in a secure and controlled manner. Firstly, let's talk about secure views and stored procedures. Secure views enable users to access shared data without exposing the underlying base data or the logic used to calculate the views. Similarly, stored procedures allow for the encapsulation of logic with controlled access, ensuring that operations on shared data are securely managed. Moreover, row-level security, RLS, plays a crucial role in data sharing. RLS allows the data owner to define policies that dynamically control access to rows of data based on user roles or attributes. This means, for instance, that an employee in one department may have access to certain rows of data that an employee in another department does not. Furthermore, object tagging in Snowflake enhances data governance by allowing metadata tags to be associated with Snowflake objects such as tables, schemas, and views. These tags can be utilized to implement fine-grained access controls, facilitating more nuanced data sharing arrangements. Then, there's the topic of secure data sharing architecture. When setting up data sharing in Snowflake, it's crucial to design an architecture that minimizes risk and ensures compliance with company policies and regulatory requirements. This involves defining clear rules regarding who can share what data with whom and under what conditions. Additionally, account-to-account sharing enables Snowflake accounts to share data securely with each other without duplicating the data. This type of sharing requires careful consideration of data consumer permissions to ensure that only authorized users can access shared data. Equally important is the concept of external tokenization when sharing sensitive data. This refers to the practice of replacing sensitive data elements with non-sensitive equivalents, known as tokens, which can be safely shared. Tokenization ensures that sensitive information is not exposed during the sharing process. Lastly, continuous monitoring and auditing are essential for maintaining a secure data sharing environment. Snowflake provides tools and mechanisms for monitoring access patterns and detecting potential privacy and security risks. Regular reviews of access logs and sharing arrangements help ensure that data sharing practices remain secure and compliant with evolving standards. To wrap up, understanding and implementing these security patterns and mechanisms is fundamental for those seeking Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect certification. By mastering these concepts, you'll be well on your way to ensuring secure data sharing in Snowflake, bolstering your qualifications and helping your organization leverage the full power of secure data sharing. Thank you for joining me on this in-depth exploration of security patterns for data sharing in Snowflake. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights and knowledge to succeed in your certification exam. Remember, security is not just a feature, it's an ongoing commitment to protecting and managing data responsibly. Until next time, stay curious and keep learning.